Okay. In the Parsha, we know that there is an achdus that emerges between Yosef, Yehuda, and the Shvatim in general. When Yosef sees Binyamin and they introduce one another, they cry on each other's shoulders. Rashi quotes the Medrash that Yosef cried for the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Ben Ksefav Shachem. The Beis HaMikdash was in the Chelek of Binyamin, and he saw Ben-Nefur be destroyed. He cries for him. Binyamin cries for Yosef HaTzadik. Why does he cry for Yosef HaTzadik? Because Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. Now think about this for a moment. If you think about this for a moment, it's a Pella. Why on earth would Binyamin cry for the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh? If Mishkan Shiloh would have lasted, there never would have been a what? Beis HaMikdash and Yushalayim. Why on earth is he crying? Because this is the ultimate achdus. You cry for another guy's suras, even if it would have hurt you yourself. Even if it hurt you yourself. And you're being misfouled. You're upset that it happened. You're upset that it happened. Guy loses his job and you got the job. You're so upset about it. You're crying for him that he lost his job. Imagine Binyamin crying for the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh. Wait a minute. If Mishkan Shiloh would have stayed, you never would have had the Beis HaMikdash in your portion. That is the Madreg of Achdus. What Esther says to Klal Yisrael, daven for me. Daven for me, and I'll daven for you. That's the ultimate level of Achdus. You're not davening for yourself. You're davening for your chaver. That's the Madreg that we say in the Haftar of Hayu La'achadim, that we put together the piece of wood, that the Shvatim come together. And the truth is, the Abarbanel says, Moira de Kapshat. The Abarbanel says, that was Yosef's plan with the goblet. Why did he place the goblet there? Why did he place the goblet there? You know why he placed the goblet there? In the back of Binyamin? Because he thought maybe they still hated B'nai Rachel. That the B'nai Leah hated B'nai Rachel. He wanted to see whether the other brothers would come to the forefront and try to save their brother Binyamin. And Kachava, they gashe love you, Kadma Vazla Revi, right? That's the famous gong. Right? The first trump in the Parsha is Kadma Vazla Revi, right? Nisanel, you know that. They gashe love you, right? Kadma Vazla, the fourth brother. Yehuda was B'nai Rachel, and Yehuda is B'nai Leah. He's saving his life, risking his life for who? B'nai Rachel. B'nai Leah is saving B'nai Rachel. That's what the achdus. That was the test the Abarbanel says. And the truth is that we see throughout this whole story and episode that the achdus surfaces, and it's got to be strong. You know, the Gemara says that Yosef gave Binyamin 5 suits. The Gemara says the other brothers got 1 suit. The Gemara says in Megillah Tet Vav Amud Aleph, Davarshi Kasho Bo Osu Tzarek. Ikasha also Zerah. Yaakov favored Yosef. Look what happened. Is Yosef doing the same thing? So the Vilna Gaon says, no, the 5 suits were worth the same amount of money as 1 suit that the other brothers had. But what was the siman to? That who would come from Binyamin? The man that would wear 5 suits. Who was that Mordechai? Bisman Purim. Bisman Purim. But what's the message behind that? That he gave 5 suits to tell a message that he would once have Mordechai that would come from him, Binyamin. The message was being is that there is achdus here. Mordechai risked his life for Klal Yisrael. There's an achdus. We're not machalik anymore between the Shvatim and Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yosef. There must be come together a tremendous level of achdus. And you see throughout that Yosef HaTzadik is so careful not to mafayish them barabin. You know, Busha Barab is a din of Yarav Vayavor, Taisa says in Sulta. Or Ben Yonah writes in the Shar Tshuva. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, embarrass this guy in public, or I'm going to shoot you, I have to let myself be killed. Can you imagine that? The Miri says, no such halacha. It's just Musr to be a nice guy. Doesn't mean it literally. Taisa in Sulta, Yarav Mez, or Ben Yonah, Paschal like that, Ladinit.
Someone takes a gun to my head and says, you embarrass Mr. X on Shabbos in the Joshua. If you don't, I'm going to kill you. I have to let myself be killed. What bigger mussar is that for Ben Adam Chaveru Midos? Nothing. And Yosef sends everyone out of the room, including Menashe, when he reveals his identity. He's very Zohar, does not want to invite them at all. But at the same time, he's not a patsy. He is strong. And he says to them in the Medrash, Ha'od Avicha Chai. What does Ha'od Avicha Chai mean? Oy liyom hadin, oy liyom hatochacha. He says to them, don't give me the business. He says, you are so concerned, Yehuda, about the tsar of our father. Why weren't you guys concerned years ago when you sold me? Don't give me this business. Oy liyom hadin, oy liyom hatochacha. Woe is to the day of din. Woe is the day of tochacha. What does that double lashon mean? Says the Beis Halevi, you know what it means? It means a guy makes many excuses. Let's say a guy has many, many excuses. He doesn't want to give staka. So in Shemayim, when that happens, so they show him other cases in his life where he couldn't, where he used the money for his own things. He could have used it. Oil yom tochacha. And it's shaykh l'kol chav v'chav. Each person, kafiyah chamejagasal. So he wasn't a patsy. No, he didn't want to embarrass them in public. Of course not. Not at all. Number two, ultimately, achdus he wanted. But number three, he said, you guys got to be real. You can't be phonies. And that's what he was telling them. So he's putting it on the line to them. Don't be echad the pech of the lev. You know, the Gemara says, any tamachachach is not torachol, but kabar is not a tamachachach. Your inner is like your outer. You know what the Rambam says? That applies to every human being, not just to a tamachachach. You want to be echad bepech and believe that's a phony. Ram quotes Nechos Deis. Yosef HaTzadik is telling him, listen, I'm not going to mevayish you barab. Rabbi Mechai says he even wasn't mochovan. I'm not sure if he mentioned in the beginning of the year before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Mechai says that's why the Asara Hurugim Malchus happened, because he wasn't fully mochovan. We're not donning him. We're not criticizing him. Just the Metzias, he didn't. You never find him in the pasuk. He was nice to them, but they didn't say they gave him a chila, Rabbi Mechai writes. So what I'm saying is he didn't embarrass them in public. He wants ultimate achdus, but at the same time, it's not a patsy. And he says, you guys have to be real. So don't give me this business, he says to Yehuda. He says, Oda vichachai. Oda vichachai, if you look at the psukim, it was not an appropriate response. What is he saying Oda vichachai for? He was just told he was alive. He was just told that I'll be in a lot of tzuris if Binyamin doesn't come back. What are you asking for? You know, it wasn't a question. It was a rhetorical comment. The rhetorical comment is, be real. Now you're worried about the tzuris of our father. 30 years ago you weren't. That's not acceptable, such behavior. I'm not Mavayish Yubarabin. I want ultimate achdus. I put the goblet in there to test it. I put the goblet there to test you. That's why we want it, Lamaisa. But at the same time, and I cried. Yosef cries for Mishkan Shiloh. And Binyamin cries for Mishkan Shiloh. Even that's in Bnei Rachel, but it's the same thing. They're striving for the Achdus. That's competition even within the Bnei Rachel. And they're crying for each other. But at the same time, to be Tocho Kibara. That's what we got to strive to do. Sometimes you meet people that are not sincere. And that are Echad Depev, Echad Belev. That's not Talmidim of Yosef HaTzadik. Talmidim Yosef HaTzadik is to be strong, not to revise from Rabin, to be nice, to be a mensch, but at the same time to be real. And to convey that to the Chaverim too as well. And he conveyed that to his brothers. That's what it means. That's really what it's all about. The truth is, let's close with this. So speak about it more of next week when we get towards the Sirkat Tavis. But the great Goyin, Rav Shlomo Fisher, Shlita, from the Goyin Yisrael, says, what happened on the Sirkat Tavis? What happened? Tisha B'Av, we know, the Meraglim. Shavuos of the Tammuz, we know what? Shiras Aluchos. Right? What happened?
on Assarbatabis. We don't find a mucker anywhere. Says Reb Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon, Luli de Mistafine. Luli de Mistafine means he wouldn't be afraid to say, he's going to conjecture. Mechiras Yosef happened, guys, on Assarbatabis. Mechiras Yosef. What's the mazel? Mazolus. Chishuv Mazolus, guys. We didn't skip it. I inhale with Aleph. Chishuv Mazolus. What's the mazel of Teve? A Gedi. What did they do? They shechted a Gedi and they brought the blood on the clothes of the ship to show Yaakov. He says he thinks that on what? Sarabatelus was Mechiris Yosef. The sinim that emerge, we have to be misaken and get rid of. And that's what Yosef is teaching the brothers. We can do it, we can have the achdus, but you have to be real. And in order to do that, emes is yotzel or the truth can only come to light in this manner. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbat.